Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Our gospel lesson for this morning comes from John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Here ends our gospel lesson.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. The grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I forgot to mention in the announcements, unfortunately, I missed last Sunday and back this Sunday, but next Sunday is the ski retreat weekend, so I'm going to be out ministering to the children on the mountain, so to speak. So don't have a replacement. You laugh. I really do ministry up there. It is a great outreach ministry for us, and as a pastor, it's important for me, or I found great work ministering to our youth as we ride the slopes together, teach them how to ski, and for many of them, give them an opportunity to get up the mountain and off the reservation. It really is good work that we do up there, and I look forward to it. I'm not sure who's going to fill in for me, but TBD, I guess. But it's great to be back with you after traveling. We left the day after Christmas, the 26th, and traveled. We took 2 days to make it back to Iowa. We stopped in Rapid City, and they had a water park in the hotel there. And the kids loved it, and it was a great time. We made sure to get lots of hotel stays with swimming for them this time, so it was a good joy. It's interesting going back and being with family and where you come from, you know. My parents still live in the house that we moved into when I think I was, well, we moved to Decorah when I was 5, and we moved into that house when I was 7, and they still live there. The house was built in about World War I, around that time, and it creaks and super loud. The doors are, I think, about just as old, and many of the radiators, too, just like I remember it, right? And it's interesting to bring your children back, the place you grew up, and to show them, hey, this is where Daddy went to high school. This is where Daddy went to kindergarten, first grade, third grade. That's where I learned cursive, right, in that building. Interesting to connect with them through the generations. But along the way, I was more struck to observe just my children's curiosity at seeing new places. To see places where, once again, there are no mountains. There are a lot of fields, there are a lot of plains, things like that. But to get them to see, Grandma and Grandpa have come out here quite a bit. But we got to see and take them to where Grandma and Grandpa live. I was most overjoyed. My grandma Gathman, is kind of just well known that whenever you stepped in her house, she would always have cookies in this, you know, nice 1970s looking owl jar. This was like the greatest thing ever growing up. And we stepped in with her great grandkids now. I said, "Hey, Grandma, do you have cookies?" "Sure." Right away, she opened that thing up, and some things never changed there. And then we moved on to visit my brother and the cousins in Madison, Wisconsin, or Madison area, technically Wanakee. And finally, they got snow, and to run out with their cousins and make snow angels in the snow was like the greatest thing ever. And they had even more toys than we do, and they got to play with them. It's a wonderful thing to just see that our children interact with their cousins. Really be able to, I mean, they've met before, but to remember them in a new way as they have a couple more years of life since they've last seen each other. And then we were most excited to make it to the greater Chicago area where my sister-in-law and brother-in-law live. And they have two twin nieces that we have not met, about 11 months old. And even with eyes full of pink eye, which apparently made it home, Freya and Jen are dealing with bringing that pink eye back to Montana with them this morning. Don't worry, I'm good for now. but they were, we were able to see them for the first time and their kids and how much they have grown. It's just really remarkable. And when we were there, we were in the general vicinity of where Jen had grown up. And so they were able to see the small town setting that I grew up, as well as the stoplight after stoplight around where my wife grew up. But also imagine what the differences in where we come from and to explore. And I was thinking along the way just how remarkable it is to be a child. You get to be driven everywhere. You get your meals made for you. Somebody makes sure, hopefully, that you have a roof over your head and many hotels stay. Somebody looking out for you. But more than that, I was in awe of the curiosity of discovering things. The joy of the world unfolding for you. That you get to explore these things. As we went state to state, we made sure to point out every border. Like, oh, we're in Wyoming now. Oh, we're in South Dakota now. We're in Minnesota. Sorry, kids, we're in Iowa. I should say, sorry, you're in Wisconsin. I don't know. Who else can I offend in here? Oh, sorry, you're in Illinois. I know many of you are from North Dakota here, so this was the real kicker. Where the curiosity of a child's mind just is so wonderful. And we crossed just over into Fargo, and I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Caribou Coffee, but it's in the upper Midwest, but hasn't made it to Montana yet, apparently. So we made sure to pull off in Fargo and get some nice mochas from there before we made our way back to the home state here. And as we got out of the car, I said, "Otto, we're in North Dakota now." He said, "North Dakota? Yay!" So check that off, things I never thought I would hear my son say. I should add that night we stayed in Bismarck. Technically, we were in Mandan in the hotel. And so we woke up in the morning, and the sun was coming up, and it was clear skies and everything. And Jen opened up the window and looked out, and you got the rolling prairie lands there, and you can see for quite a while and everything. And Jen said, "Otto, look at this great view." And she opens up the window to this nice dawn and everything, and Otto runs up to the window and says, "Where is it, Mommy?" Again, if you're all apologies for North Dakota. Really, is a great state. It's got its own beauty in its own way, and it's really wonderful. And I was most impressed that North Dakota had quite a bit more snow this time of year than the rest of our travels. And I longed for more snow, and they had it, so props to them. But I tell you that to share that the experience of being a child and discovering the world is truly wonderful. And I'm sure many of you parents with older children remember these times of just seeing their eyes get wide and some of the simplest things. Some stuff that we take for granted as we become adults and forget to cherish. And forget to see the wonder of, the mystery of, just the fullness of these little things that can become routine and everyday to us, but really are truly wonderful. Even things like a sunrise over the North Dakota prairie, you know. Something so simple as that. But we are drawn back to it in our text from John, that this really is a vision of the wonder of what God does in our lives, and specifically what God does for us through the wonder of the incarnation. John says that this Son of God, who existed before the world was created, from time eternal, there was no creation for the Son. The Son always existed and will always exist. But at this point in human history, was born in our world as Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. This backwater Galilean town, who one of his disciples would one day say, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Don't insert North Dakota comparisons here. this guy from nowhere, right? This guy from places that nobody really put on the map or was destined to travel to or think anything great about. This guy from obscurity came not only to bring us life, not only to be God's Son in the world, but to give us power to become children of God. Power to be born of not only earth, as we all are, but the power to be born of heaven. And not only be born of heaven, to become children of the heavenly kingdom and children of our heavenly Father in a new and redeemed sort of way. This is really a wonderful, miraculous thing that God gives us power to have that curiosity about the things of the kingdom. Power to see the light of God shining all around us in new ways that we did not before. And power to walk with God through eternity, ultimately. This is really a wonderful thing. And as the analogies continued from our, well, it's over 3,000 mile journey this past week, Montana's really out there. I see, and the image that came to mind as I was driving my children across all these, and Jen was driving us at various points too, across all these just miles and miles of distance of our country. That similar to our journey with God. As we become children of God, God is in the driver's seat taking care of us, making sure we have a safe place to rest our head at night, make sure our bellies are filled, make sure we have places to swim, places to eat, all that good stuff along the way. That our walk with God as children is really a journey. It's not just a place or like, oh, we have it down pat, or oh, it all makes sense. But it's a traveling from moment to moment, one place to the next, as we journey and God is in control. God is in the driver's seat, taking us to our ultimate destination, the heavenly mansion, the heavenly dwelling place where we all long to be. And that is really wonderful and good news of this Christmas season that we continue in. As I was meditating on this text this week in preparation for this sermon, I was thinking about the power of the significance and meaning that God gives us this power to become children of God. And what does that mean for our lives? One thing it means, we are children We are vulnerable. We need to be cared for. In our American, especially Montanan, ideals of self-sufficiency and taking care of ourselves and getting by on our own, oftentimes we get confused on this one. We can think that, oh, we got it all together. We got it all pat. You know, we can take care of ourselves. We take care of our farms, our ranches, our houses. You know, we earn what we make. That is true. We do good work. But ultimately, we are still in the care of our Creator, in the care of our Savior. And that is a good and blessed thing. We oftentimes distract ourselves from that simple truth. We get busy taking care of ourselves and providing for all our little needs. And we can get distracted from our need from God, need for God. But that need does not go away. Ultimately, we are in the care of our Creator. We are in the care of the Son who came into our world to care for us better still. And that is a powerful truth. And actually, I'm forgetting the second thought. The second point I had on this. That's a bad thing as a preacher, I guess. But I hope we can never forget the wonder of entering the kingdom as children. As Jesus said, blessed are those who receive the kingdom as children, as a child. That is a truly wonderful thing, to come before God with wonder and amazement, with eyes open and hearts open and souls open, to be amazed, to be awed, to be loved, to be cared for. That is a good and blessed thing. We celebrate the second Sunday of Christmas. And I hope you can find the joy and wonderment in that this week. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.